The class of 2015 will leave college with more student debt than any class in U.S. history. On average, more than $35,000. That's according to a student financial aid expert who publishes the site advisors.com. And the rising cost of college is leading some schools to offer three-year degrees. In other words, 25% less college for 25% less money. Joining us from Washington is Professor Paul Weinstein of Johns Hopkins University, who was an advisor to the Clinton White House and longtime advocate of these three-year degree programs. Professor, welcome.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Well, if three-year degree programs were to truly become widespread, available at every university, what percentage of students do you think would opt for that?
Well, that probably depends how you implement them. So if you're talking about what some schools are doing, which is trying to squeeze 4 years into 3 years, that approach is really only going to work for your elite students, those students who really can handle that kind of a workload. So you're talking a couple of percentage points, maybe a little bit higher as the need goes, as the desire to try to save money goes up a little bit, but not a lot. Now, if you design the programs where you're really actually looking at the pedagogy and redesigning curricula and deciding what to do about majors and maybe reducing the number of courses for majors or getting rid of majors and other things, so that you can actually do a program in 3 years, then, of course, the vast majority of students would probably take advantage of it because the savings would be huge.
Can you learn as much, do you think, in 3 years as you can in 4 years?
Well, certainly our European competitors think so. The British have been doing a three-year degree. Oxford and Cambridge, they're fairly highly rated institutions. And in fact, Europe is actually moving to three-year degrees across the European Union. And, you know, the fact is that four-year degrees are simply a matter of tradition. We designed four-year degrees because high school are four-year degrees. But many schools, even in the U.S. at one time, offered three-year degrees. The other important thing to remember is the majority of college graduates today, a little over 50%, are going to go on to some kind of graduate education, whether it be a certificate, a master's, a doctoral. We're no longer at the time where college is the end of the line for learning. You know, learning is an experience that we need to do over our lifetimes, and we kind of need to recognize that. And that's why we really need to rethink college.
But are you going to end up with a situation, if three-year college becomes truly widespread, are you going to end up with a situation where the rich go to college for 4 years and everybody else goes to college for 3 years?
Well, the rich today could spend an extra year in college if they wanted to. I'm not sure why they would.
But I'm saying, is it primarily a cost thing? Is that the number one reason to do this?
Let's be honest. Yes, cost is probably the primary reason. When I start looking at this issue and looking at other ways of trying to fix the issue in terms of costs in colleges, this is the only proposal that, after spending quite a bit of time, actually would cut the cost of college potentially 25%, which is a very sizable amount of savings. So certainly, college cost is the primary motivation. But the fact of the matter is that there's a good question as to, you know, it's important to rethink every once in a while whether or not what we're teaching our students at any level of education is the appropriate amount. And one of the things we are looking at, and you raise an excellent question, which is why we're going to be doing some more research on this, is whether really, you know, 4 years is necessary. As I said, the European experience indicates that it's not. And in fact, that their students do just as well, in some cases better than our students, spending 4 years.
What about from a social standpoint? You think of people, you know, really getting to know good friends when they spend 4 years in a place and getting to know how to live on their own and all that, all the things that come with college that have nothing to do with the classroom.
Well, that's absolutely right. And one of the reasons why I'm pushing three-year degrees is so that we continue to have that kind of experience where one goes to college and lives on their own and experiences that and has that social interaction. One of my concerns is that the other approaches that are being put out there in terms of college are either, you know, let's get more people into two-year schools, and that's enough. So there you have a situation where people are only going for 2 years. The other is online education, where essentially students are working out of their parents' home to get a degree, and they're not getting any kind of socialization. And third, we have a situation where, you know, students are no longer able to afford to go to school. I mean, our public universities, which are the primary educators at the college level, they educate 80% of our students. public support for those have dropped 23-24% since 2008. Today, you know, kids are reeling in terms of those expenditures, and more of those schools are taking out-of-state kids in order to basically make up for the lost dollars. So we have a crisis coming. There's no way to avoid it. And the question is, if you're trying to save that socialization that you just pointed out, we've really got to figure a way to reduce the cost.
And do you see that happening right now at schools around the country? There are, you know, we've heard about places like Purdue and Florida State University creating programs to make it easier to graduate in 3 years. The University of California, that's one of the things that they're working on. But do you see this becoming widespread quickly?
Well, quickly, nothing happens quickly of this magnitude. So there are definitely movement towards this, and I think we're going to see more schools offering this. But unless we actually see more of this happening at a national level, I think we have to look at how the federal government is incentivizing schools. If we really want to see a movement where three-year bachelors become the norm, that has to be something that we look at the federal level. In terms of the benefits for students, I think there are a lot of good arguments, but nothing at the federal level, as we know, also happens very quickly.
Stupid question, Paul Weinstein, before I let you go.
No stupid question.
Which name of the year would you drop, freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior?
You know, a lot of people have asked me that question, and I really don't have a good answer. I sometimes think sophomore.
Yeah, I think sophomore is probably the one that goes.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe freshman, junior, senior. Or maybe we come up with totally different names. Maybe we just go to a
first year, second year, third year. Yep. All right.
But it's a good question and a fair one, but one that I'm not sure I have an answer to yet. But if that's the only thing stopping us from moving to a three-year degree, I'll take that issue.
I didn't say that. But Paul Weinstein of Johns Hopkins University, a former advisor to the Clinton White House and a longtime advocate of these three-year degree programs. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'd love to hear your thoughts on three-year degree programs at our website, hereandnow.org. But